Shuddhanti. Anyone of them may get rid of their any type of sinfulness, disability, if they come in connection with Krishna conception, Krishna consciousness. All accommodating. But as to the aim, the most bigoted section. We are Krishna, none else. Krishna conception. And even in that Krishna conception, that Dharaka conception, that Mathura conception is so sentimentalist and skeptic. Yeah? So much skeptic that only Krishna wants to do. The Krishna of Vrindavan. Krishna of Vrindavan, that is what really wanted. Yeah? So begotten in one hand and so generous in another hand. True to the kindred point of heaven and heart. It may accommodate the most rejected thing. And connect with the by the strength of the purest connection, they venture to accept things of the lowest order. That is the science. This purity center is so high and so great and so noble that it is able to capture any type of insane, impure, and mean, and all sorts of neglected things of which we are afraid of. Because the center is so reliable in its purification. So, from that standpoint, the harmony is not unreasonable. Gaudhari Bol. Nidai Gaudhari Bol. Nidai, any question? Now it is 9. Any question? Not any newcomer? None from Mayapur today?
No.
Not from Calcutta yesterday night?
No.
Gaudhari.
Jiva Goswami. He's written the commentary on the 10th canto, Kramasandarbha. Kramasandarbha.
Kramasandarbha.
Yes. Later, he goes back and he writes another commentary.
He goes back?
He writes another commentary. Brihad Kramasandarbha. So what are the differences between those two? Why was it necessary to write two commentaries?
I am not aware of that. The two commentaries he has got. Kama Sandarbha means Bhagavata Sandarbha. That is sixth Sat Sandarbha. And there you find, what do you say, that is in Priti Sandarbha, in what part?
No, Kama Sandarbha.
Kama Sandarbha and Bhagavata Sandarbha, one and the same. Is it not?
No.
Kama Sandarbha.
Kama Sandarbha. Different.
His tika on Bhagavat, you say?
Yes, Kama Sandarbha.
Kama Sandarbha. Yes. And Bhagavat Sandarbha is the gist of that and I found in another book.
Yes.
Achha. Then Kama Sandarbha, you say, in his commentary of 10th canto.
Yes.
Then,
and later he writes another commentary, Brihat Kramasandarbha.
I did not hear the name of that Brihat Kramasandarbha. Anyhow, what is the point?
What was the necessity?
Huh?
There was some necessity.
Some?
Necessity. Reason.
What is the reason?
Yeah, for writing the Brihat Sutta.
That I can't say, but if I can come in connection with the two, here it is dealt in this way and there in that way. Then I can come to some conclusion. And then in the ordinary way I can remark that more elaborate. Whereas Brihat, that is more elaborate, more analysis. Analysis of the ontological subjects to be found there in Brihat. Loghu Sandarbha by Rupa Goswami and Brihat, Loghu Sandarbha not, Loghu Bhagavata not, and Brihat Bhagavata not of Sanatana Goswami. So Brihat means more, dealt in more extended way. But if you give any example, then I can give my opinion. Brihat Kramasandarbha of 10th canto or of the whole of Bhagavatam?
10th canto.
10th canto. There perhaps he might have dealt with the tippani of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami's tippani, Dasama tippani, that is the most analytical and extensive book on Dasama Skanda. And perhaps he has dealt with that tippani.
That means Vaishnava Toshini?
Vaishnava Toshini. Jiva Goswami's tenor of works is always to support, to show the reasonability what his Guru Sanatana Roop has given to the public. His nature of delivery is always to make it understandable to the scholar public. The references from different scriptures, he has collected extensive references from different scriptures and has pointed out in a logical way that what Sanatana and the Roop they have written, that is justified by the scriptural and also reasonable side. That is his service. His nature of service is always that, to protect the delivery given by Roop Sanatana, which comes direct by inspiration from Mahaprabhu. They got inspiration from Mahaprabhu, Roop and Sanatana. And that was the better part of their writings. That had the predominating of the influential part, that inspiration. And they have given some sort of praman and the reason. And Jiva Goswami, more firmly, he has established Roop Sanatana by extensive quotations from different scriptures and also by logical representation. To guard them, to guard their Guru's scriptures, Guru's literature. That was his service, the tenor of, nature of service, to guard, to show the beauty, what is given by Roop and Sanatana. That was his position. What did you say?
Yesterday I was reading in this Krishna Sandarbha.
Yes.
In reply to this Yati Maharaj. So there was one description of how Devaki and Vasudev, they were Angsa Avishta. Jeev Angse Avishta. In when the two personalities, Krishni, is that one Sutapa?
Krishni Sutapa.
Sutapa. That Devaki and Vasudev, they were Avishta, Angsa Avishta, within these two personalities.
Two personalities?
Yeah, who performed austerities, tapasya.
That is all a dua representation.
Yes.
Just as the Drona and the Dhara entered Nanda and Yashoda. Their partial representation, and under the garb, the real thing was just as Mahaprabhu, that was Yugavatar, but Swayam Bhagavan, when came, it was absorbed there. So, by their tapasya, the Prishni and the Sutapa, they made penance and they wanted to have that, the object of their tapasya, to have Narayana as their son. I mean, Vasudeva also say Pura in Ekadash Kandha to Narada, we are ignorant. Aham kila Pura Paryatthaṁ bhuvi muktidam apujayat namokkhaya mohito devamāyaya. These ostentatious meanings should be passed out. The plain meaning that Vasudeva is confessing to Devarsi Narada, that moksha is a greater thing, but misguided, we pray for Narayana to become our son and not for mukti. We are befooled. But really, to get Narayana as his son, it is far, far higher than mukti. But it is in such a posing that Vasudeva says, we are befooled. Yogamaya dara mukta hai, enchanted. We could not understand that moksha is the highest attainment. We simply prayed for him as to become our son. The yogamaya, the inner meaning will be, the yogamaya is higher, and yogamaya did not allow him to go to the moksha, taking higher to become, to come in the filial service of Krishna. So this is all subdued artha, meaning. In many places it is like that. And so the demigods, they entered. They got the chance at that time. Krishna is also Yugavatar and the Swayam Bhagavan. And the Swayam Prakash, Swayam, that Vilas, Brahma Vilas, in different characteristics is there. We have to very carefully and very eliminate all these snares that Drona and Dhara. Even Madhvacharya has said that the gopis, they are the heavenly prostitutes. But are you to accept that? Not. We shall say that they had some chance to be absorbed in their halo, in their halo of body. In the spiritual body, there is halo. And there they got some chance to be absorbed. This way. Ramanuja Sampradaya say that Radharani was Shurpanakha. A hateful expression. We, at least if they can prove with Shastri quotation, this might have been in the placed in the foot dust of Radharani by her grace. It may be possible. Keshavatar. Mahaprabhu says many things acceptable and non-acceptable. Where it is possible, we may accept least connection outside, and sometimes we have to neglect the whole cell as Asura Vimohan. The gopis were looted by the dacoits. Mahishi Haram, the Mahishi. When Arjuna was taking them to Hastina, they are looted by the dacoits. It is mentioned. Just that Sita Devi was stolen by Ravana. Sita Akriti Maya Harido Ravana. Only a shadow was taken by Ravana, not Sita Devi Krapa, Sita Bandhi Purangata. There was a Brahmin in the south. Mahaprabhu was his guest. The Brahman is only full of repentance, crying and sighing. Then Mahaprabhu asked, and, what is the trouble with you, Brahmin? It's so late, you give something to me and you are fasting, what's the matter? What shall I say to you, Sadhuji? I heard Sita Devi was stolen by Rakshasa demon. So Lakshmi Devi, she was touched, forcibly touched and carried. Mahaprabhu consoled him, don't mind in that way. What to speak of catching Sita Devi by his hand? He can't see even Sita Devi. Now, Pragita Vastu nahi, Pragita Vajra. Sita Devi is wholesale spirit, spirit personified. The fleshy hand cannot touch this, cannot see the spirit. What to speak of touching and the forcibly carrying? So this is all Maya. So Maya and Viruddha Vyakhan, Keshavatar, another. The Krishna Balaram, when the Bhara, the goddess of the earth, went to Brahma, approached him, he said, I can't tolerate the burden of so much sin as being committed now. So, arrange for my relief, otherwise I can't go. Then Brahma took two hairs from his head, one grey and one black, and cast, yes, I am sending two avatars. They will come down and they will kill the demons and minimize the trouble for you. Keshavatar. And that became Krishna and Balaram. It is mentioned in some scripture. This, according to different adhikar, means capacity or ruchi, that is hankering. Different things have been allotted by the authority, and we have to distinguish them and accept. So that is an outer meaning. What do you say? That Sutapa and all these things. They would stay in the garments outside. They may have some sort of shelter. But the main thing, the inner thing is going to be discussed in the case of Vrindavan and the other. Even it is said that when Vrindavan Krishna is engaged in killing so many demons, it is the Vishnu is performing on the behalf and not the Labhar Krishna. Sometimes it has been shown in such a light. But they differ. Some says that in a hero, in a heroic life, demon killing is a part. And in a hero, the killing of the demons must be there. And some say, no, the Lord of love and the demon that is being removed, the antagonistic, well, that is opposite to his lila, they have been killing, killed. This killing, this this cruel activity are done not by Krishna, but the Narayana living there on his body, his embodiment of everything. So that is being done by them, not by Lila Purushottam. Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari.
Maharaj?
Yes?
There was another explanation. The main explanation why Krishna appears is because of Vatsalya Ras. Vatsalya Ras? Vatsalya.
Vatsalya.
Vatsalya Ras is predominant in Devaki and Vasudev, and also Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So in both cases, this ras is predominating, so Krishna appears.
But however, there is difference. Bheda and Abheda. We shall say the quality of Vasudev ras was what descended in Yashoda and Nanda. And Vasudev Devaki should be of little lower type. This is Kshatriya Abhiman, and the Gopa Abhiman has that of higher type, Swayam Bhagavan. And this must be as Vasudev Nandan is subordinate to Vraja Nandan, Nanda Nandan. Devaki Nandan is of little lower type than of Yasoda Nandan. We have to differentiate like that. Opposed to speak so many things in our mean mouth, it does not look well. But still, if we have to follow the dictations of the Acharya as inspired by Mahaprabhu, then we have to find like that. The Nanda Nandan Swayam Bhagavan. So much so that when in the rasa, Swayam Rup only in the sight of Radharani. And so many Krishnas the facsimile in the sight of the gopis, that is Swayam Prakash, not Swayam Rupa. As gopis also little lower than Radharani. So the Krishna that approaches other gopis, that is also a little lower rank. So this Upanuga, when Krishna is with Radharani, that combination gives such a quality, highest quality of rasa, and the rupa, etc., do manjari, they can get taste of that highest quality of rasa. But when other gopis are approaching Krishna, that will be of lower quality. These are high things on the conjecture, not much to talk. Gaudhari bodh, Gaudhari bodh. It is stated there, and if possible, we have to grasp it. We have to grasp it, the differentiation, appreciate how it is possible, why. This is a very abstruse case. We must ask you, mind your own lesson, something like oil your own machine. In the stage we are, we should try our best to attend the immediate duty, imperative. And then we will be raised to the higher standard then we shall have to talk like that, to try to understand all these things. Ujjala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi. Our Guru Maharaj always told, we must serve our Guru Varga, Guru Dev. And so must we shall have to go to the highest position, Radhakunda. By oath, we won't stay there. We are not fit to live in Radhakunda. We must come to the nearest lower place, Govardhana, and we shall live there and go to Radhakunda, serve them, and come back and live nearby. When Guru Maharaj lived in Puri, Chatak Parvata, near Bangalore. Chatak Parvata was considered by, as Govardhana. So, Govardhane Uthiyana Dekhibe Gopal, Mahaprabhu says to many, don't climb over Govardhana, even to see, to have a darshan of Gopal. Don't go over, climb over. But Guru Maharaj constructed his bungalow over Govardhana. The construction finished when he went to occupy, to live there. The Vyasa and the Madhvacharya's murti was also built, also constructed, and placed in the room, side, by the side of his room. And Guru Maharaj asked Vasudev Prabhu to worship them before he enters the room, used the room. And I was asked to worship Vyasa and Madhvacharya there, the murti. I told, I do not know by what mantra to worship Vyasa and Vasudeva, Madhvacharya. I was told, whatever you know about them, you think of that and give some flower in respect, and also offer some food, naivedyam, to them, and give them this garland and this way, and whatever way you may do it. By that order I did that, the Madhvacharya. Whatever I knew about him, Jamba, Titsanama, Samaya Dhamma, anyhow, and his memory, Madhaya Nama. In this way I worshipped two deities. Nostati, Vyasa, Vishala, Vidhi, all this, whatever I knew about Vyasa, pronounced that and offered flower, Vyasa, Ayanama, Madhaya. So we are finished. That Guru Maharaj used. That he is using bungalow which is erected on the head of Chatak Parvata, that is considered to be the extension of Govardhana in Vrindavana, and to climb over which is objected by Mahaprabhu himself, how to adjust. So I found that the adjustment is in this way, that the Vyasa and the Madhva, the Vyasa was in the over the mountain, Madhva also met him, two acharyas. And in connection of their service, Rupa lived there. to satisfy them. Though apparently he crossed the advices of Mahaprabhu, but he made his adjustment with this Vyasamadha. Conception helps him to stay there. So, for the service of Guru, for the service of our Guru, we can even climb up his bedstead. Sometimes it's necessary to crown the deity. If deity is a little high, then we have to place our leg on the Singhasana and then decorate, and then came up for some cloth, and then we can put their leg, and then the deity is decorated, and then they come to remove the cloth and bow down to the Singhasana, which is supposed to be the extension of Baladeva and the Nityananda. All surrounding necessary articles they come from Baladeva and Nityananda, we are told. So for serving necessity, we can approach anywhere and everywhere, but not to fulfill our purpose. Our purpose.
Was that the Purushottama? Purushottama Math?
Yes.
Near
Chota Gopinath? Near Chota Gopinath. That the bungalow, it is placed on the Chatak Parbat.
Yes,
over Chatak Parbat. And Guru Maharaj, in the last days, he lived there sometimes when he went to Puri. That is apatata, that is ostentatiously, that is objectionable. But with the particular trained of adjustment, he lives there in the necessity of the service. His health, suiting to his health and his service, he had to accept that. Though ordinarily objectionable by the devotional principle, had to do that. But the necessity for the service of Guru. So, to understand, while necessary, to follow the higher directions and the statement of the Guru, we sometimes enter into the higher zone of Siddhanta. This Radharani, the Shakhi, the Manjari, etc. But only for the purpose of service, and not to stay there long time, to come back and to live. To take stand in our own position, fitting position. Otherwise they will be dishonored and they will disappear forever from my mind. I will be nowhere. The faith will be withdrawn. And through faith we are approaching. If the faith, the subtle thing is withdrawn, then we will turn to be a disbeliever, unbeliever. Hiranyagarbha, we are told that he has become an atheist. And for a long time, some aparad must have been committed.
For Pradyumna.
If that is
for Pradyumna.
Pradyumna. That is Pradyumna. And the faith, find faith we withdraw. And what can we do? Helpless. He is helplessly thrown in the plane of the natives. So we have to tackle those things very carefully. And only in the necessity of our Guru, the service of Guru, the connection with the service of Guru, we can, we should go there. Otherwise, always we shall keep it high, higher. Any day, if any call comes to me for their service, I shall venture to approach them. Otherwise, keep it always on our head. Don't try to make it object of your sense, of your experience. Don't try. Don't try. Don't be so very rash. They are very subtle and susceptible sentiment, the world. There are so many, very sentimental, very susceptible. They won't tolerate that anyone pulls Russian angels fear to trade. Gaur Sundar. Gaur Kavata Kota Gala. Amni. Gaur. Yeah. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Gaur Hari Bo. Nidai 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 Gaur Hari Bo. Fools rushing, where angels fear to tread. Very subtle, soft, and higher things should not be handled roughly. Always be kept in the pristine glory and honor above our head. The temperament of servant, though maybe in the loving or affectionate area, still the temperament of serving spirit may not leave us. We shall be very much careful about that. After all, we are servants, slaves. We are accepted here. He may show a closer affection, intimate affection. But the modesty, humility must be genuinely maintained. If that gone, we are lost. Amanina amana, as a foreigner, with tatastha shakti, we are granted permission to move and live freely as long as we are faithful towards, generally towards the plane, towards the land. If anything, anomaly, then we may be banished. Not as a matter of right, but for the gracious extension of the service, we are allowed there to live. Gaur Hari Bo, 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 Gaur Hari Bo. Otherwise, as a matter of right, we cannot be allowed to go so high. So high. It is only a gracious contribution or extension, gracious extension. Only with that, the permission of that department, we go and live there and do our duty. Lord. As much as my feet, that type of faith will be in me, will be awakened in me, I am safe. I will be adored by them. But aggrandizing tendency, that is a foreign thing there. The assertion of right, that is the most filthy thing there. Gaur Hari Bo, 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 Gaur Hari Bo,
formula. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Did I go to the road? Did I go?
One half mad bridegroom of a Jamindar. Anyhow, he was heir to the Jamindari, the state. He sometimes used to tell to his paraphernalia, the whole village is within my fist, is it not? The psychophants, the karmachari, the officers, yes sir, the whole village is within your fist. Then he opened and loosed the fist. Koi, there is nothing. You told that whole thing within my fist, then why? I can't find it. What is that? Or something. Okay, Ukhane? Problem. Vichakkhana kari dekhite chahile hai aankhi abhojo. Sudden flash may come. But while I want to see particularly, vanishes. Bhakti Bhavar Thakur writes, sometimes we are in a mood, we are searching, sudden flash came, and so when I go to particularize, vanished. No exercise of right to be tolerated there. All extension of grace. If you have any interest, you go, otherwise don't go. If you want the highest connection, it will be independent of such characteristics. If you like, you can connect otherwise, not necessary. They are not under any necessity that they will be bound to connect with you. It is such. All extension of gracious waves. But the second, the connect means the least connection that will and this will destroy the old charm of all your past experiences. Only that lightning experience. That experience only as a lightning comes. That lightning experience that will clearly prove in your heart that exceeds all in quality. All your past experiences, there's such a type of ecstatic novelty is there. And that is very rarely to be found, cannot but be. Uva-du-vite-na. Vidla-mangal says, Sananda-sanyasana-labdha-diksha. I got my spiritual education from the throne of Sananda, that in your inner self there is so much ecstatic joy you can't conceive, so high. But hateno kinapi vayam sateno dasi bhagavad. Such a higher type of ecstasy came down suddenly to capture me. And to capture me in such a way as to make a slave of sleep of that ecstasy, that lightning experience that has captivated me whole self.